Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some stories don't begin with childhood memories or creaking floors or shadows that linger in the corners of a room. Some stories begin long before that, at the threshold between life and death and that strange suspended space where the body fails, but consciousness refuses to let go. For her, the story begins when she was 4.5 years old, strapped into the back seat of a car moments before everything went black. The accident was sudden, violent. The kind of event people talk about only in fragments because describing it fully would make it too real. She spent days in a coma, hovering somewhere else, somewhere she would never be able to describe in words, but would never fully leave behind either. And sometimes, when she looks back, she wonders if that was the moment something crossed over with her, something that didn't belong here but followed her anyway. By the time she was 12, she already knew she wasn't like everyone else. Not because she felt special, not because she wanted attention, but because the world around her behaved differently than it did for anyone else she knew. Time didn't feel linear. Events didn't wait to happen before she experienced them. Instead, they announced themselves in flashes, moments of absolute stillness where sound seemed to drain from the world and reality paused just long enough for her to see a second into the future. She remembers one particular day as vividly as if it happened yesterday. She had just gotten into an argument with a girl from school. They walked down the hall side by side, stiff, silent, radiating anger that felt too big for their small bodies. And then it happened. Her vision snapped into stillness. The hallway dimmed, and she saw the girl turn to her, wrap her in a sudden embrace, and whisper, "I'm so sorry. I promise I'll never do this again." A heartbeat later, reality resumed. The girl, the real, physical girl, turned, hugged her tightly, and said the exact same words she had just heard in the flash. It wasn't imagination. It wasn't coincidence. It wasn't normal, and it wasn't the last time. 2 weeks later came the dream, violent, intense, filled with images of two friends getting themselves tangled in trouble so deep, it made her wake up sweating. The next day, the exact scenario unfolded. Not similar. Exact. She tried ignoring it, but how do you ignore something that refuses to be unknown? And then, mixed into these strange moments of foresight, there were memories she shouldn't have had. Like the time she was 4, standing in her backyard, looking up at the sky and cussing at God with words no 4-year-old should know. Words she later learned she could not have possibly heard anywhere. But she remembers them clearly, too clearly. By 13, the world was no longer a set of rooms and sidewalks and classrooms. It was a map of unseen places, a network of cold spaces where presences lingered. When she was alone in the apartment, something was with her. She could feel it the way someone feels when another person steps up behind them, an instinctive awareness that refuses to be dismissed. Sometimes it touched her, a brush across her foot, a light pressure against her arm, a whisper of movement in the air. One night stands out among the rest. She was lying on the couch, half asleep, drifting in and out as the TV muted itself into a background glow. She felt a familiar sensation, something rubbing against her foot, soft, insistent, like her dog nudging her for affection. Without looking, she mumbled, "Not now. I'm tired." But the sensation didn't stop. If anything, it grew more deliberate. When she finally rolled over, nothing was there. Her dog was asleep in the kitchen and the air beside her was absolutely still. She sat up, heart pounding, waiting for her mind to offer a rational explanation. It didn't. The presence grew darker, heavier in the weeks after. It wasn't just there, it was frustrated, angry, as if it had decided she wasn't acknowledging it fast enough. She began dreading the walk home, finding any excuse to stay out longer, just to delay entering the space that no longer felt like hers. In her desperation, she did something she still regrets. She made an improvised Ouija board. Just a piece of paper, letters scribbled in pen, a coin for a planchette, morning light pouring through the window. She knew better. Even then she knew better. But fear makes logic irrelevant and loneliness makes risk feel small. Nothing happened. Nothing moved. And that terrified her more than if the board had caught fire. Because silence isn't safety. Silence is a warning. 5 years ago, she and her family moved to the apartment where she still lives today. A fresh start, a different building, new walls. She told her parents everything, hoping for comfort, hoping for someone to say, "We believe you." Instead, they dismissed it. Not because they were unkind, but because faith had convinced them nothing like this could happen to their daughter, to their home, to them. But reality doesn't spare the faithful. Things didn't settle down after the move. They got worse, much worse. 2 years ago, she sat with a friend from school, someone open-minded, someone curious, and together they made another makeshift Ouija board. Again, nothing moved. But this time, the silence felt different, heavy, waiting. A few days later, the escalation began. Doors slammed with no draft, no warning. Shadows flickered in the corners of her vision. Her bed creaked as though someone sat on it in the dark. Cold, crawling chills raced up her spine for no reason at all. And the presence, the overwhelming pressure of being watched, became unbearable. Nighttime grew impossible. Sleep became war. She could feel someone bending over her bed, leaning inches from her face, breathing with no breath. Sometimes she would wake with a gasp, certain that whatever hovered over her had only just slipped away as her eyes opened. Her nightmares were filled with possession, violence she didn't want to describe, names she refused to speak aloud. And she moved into her mother's room because sleep was safer with another heartbeat nearby. She told herself it was temporary. But deep down, she knew it wasn't. The truth was simple, terrifying, and undeniable. She had attracted something, and it wasn't letting go. But the story only gets darker from here, because soon she would meet the old man in the uniform and finally understand what had been following her all along. By the time she turned 17, the haunting no longer felt like a sequence of isolated moments or coincidences or tricks of the mind. It had weight now, structure, intention. It behaved less like a random presence and more like something watching her with growing curiosity, maybe even impatience, as though waiting for her to finally understand what she had been carrying since childhood. She kept trying to push it away to convince herself that stress or imagination or the leftover static from the car accident could explain the things she felt, but the signs only grew sharper. Her dreams shifted first. These weren't nightmares born from fear. They were messages, dark, symbolic, and unforgettable. She dreamed of being possessed, her own voice replaced by something deeper, something ancient, something cruel. She would wake drenched in sweat, heart hammering, throat raw from screams she didn't remember making. The dreams left her with names, names she refused to speak, names that sat on her tongue like poison. And no matter how often she tried to forget these dreams, the presence in her room made sure she couldn't. Sometimes she would lie awake, listening to the house sleep when she felt it again, someone bending over her in the dark, not brushing past, not lingering from a distance, leaning, hovering, studying her face with a patience that stole the air from her lungs. She never saw it directly, but she knew it was inches away. She could feel the pressure of it, the cold knot of it, the intent. That's when the nightmares began spilling into waking life. The creaking of her bed, soft at first, like wood settling, then unmistakable, like the steady downward pressure of someone taking a seat beside her. The rhythm of it, the heaviness, the dent she could feel in the mattress even after she shot upright. It was calculated, deliberate. Designed to let her know she wasn't imagining any of this. She began sleeping with her mother again. At 13, it felt embarrassing. At 16, it felt humiliating. But terror has a way of stripping away pride until survival is the only thing left. She tried ignoring it. She tried pretending. She tried being brave, but bravery is useless when the darkness has already learned your name. By the time she entered high school, she had stopped talking about what was happening to her. People didn't believe her. Her parents wouldn't. Her friends couldn't. But one person, a boy in her class, seemed to see straight through her silence. He was different, sensitive, a little strange. The kind of person who knew things without explanation and didn't bother pretending otherwise. One afternoon, he looked at her with unnerving certainty and said something she still doesn't know how to process. You've lived before, and you weren't just anyone. She laughed at him then, scoffed even, but he didn't flinch. You were a witch, he continued. During the Salem trials, burned, that's why you feel fire in your bones, that's why you draw that symbol over and over. Her breath caught. She had been drawing something, some kind of pendant, an emblem she didn't recognize but couldn't stop sketching. The shape came naturally, easily. Like tracing a memory she didn't technically own. He stared at her drawing, then at her eyes. That symbol belongs to your past life, and you can get your power back. You just have to relearn what you lost. She didn't believe him, not fully, not then. But she carried his words with her like a splinter beneath the skin. Because deep down, buried beneath rationality and skepticism and shame, was a truth she didn't want to admit. She felt connected to something older than herself. Fire, symbols, spells. She found comfort in Wicca, not theatrics, not fantasy, but the tenderness of intention, the belief that energy could heal, protect, soothe. She performed small spells and charms, harmless things, just enough to help loved ones sleep peacefully or feel safe. She didn't claim to be powerful. She didn't claim to know anything. She just felt drawn to it, like remembering a language she had once spoken. Still, she never expected the supernatural to answer back. 2 years ago, a friend confided in her that he felt a heavy presence in his home, one that lingered in doorways, pressed against his back, drained his energy. He was frightened, vulnerable, unraveling beneath the weight of something he couldn't describe. Without thinking, she said the words that changed everything. "Let it come to me instead." She still doesn't know why she said it, why she thought she was strong enough, why she believed she could handle it. That night, something arrived. She had barely closed her eyes when the air shifted in the room, tightening like a fist. She felt the presence before she saw anything, cold, sharp, suffocating. And then she saw him, an old man in an army uniform, not translucent, not flickering, not shadows, solid, real, standing at the foot of her bed as though the world had simply placed him there in the dark. His eyes weren't angry, but his expression wasn't gentle either. It was stern, heavy with authority, shaped by a lifetime of discipline and something darker. He didn't speak with lips or breath. He spoke with force, thoughts slamming into her mind until her own thoughts drowned beneath them. "Stay away. Do not interfere. Do not summon again." The message wasn't a threat. It was a warning delivered by someone who did not, could not tolerate being ignored. She didn't sleep again that night, and she didn't sleep for days. A year later, she finally told the friend she had tried to protect. He went pale, quiet. Then he told her something she has replayed in her mind ever since. "In that house where I felt the presence, an old man lived there, a veteran. His uniform is still hanging in the bedroom closet." She didn't know whether to cry or run, because the apparition she saw, the one that flooded her mind with fear and warning, didn't come from imagination. It came from a real man, a real past, a real death, and it had followed her. Not because she invited it, but because she dared to challenge it. And this story isn't over yet. After the night she saw the veteran, after his thoughts slammed into hers with the force of a physical blow, something shifted inside her. Not just fear, not just shock. Something deeper, something like recognition. She realized slowly and unwillingly that she wasn't dealing with random hauntings or coincidental visions or the restless echoes of old energy drifting through rooms. There was a pattern, a progression, a line connecting moments spread years apart, too precise to ignore, too personal to dismiss. And at the center of all of it was her. Her abilities, her sensitivity, her near-death accident. Her attempts, whether childish, accidental, or deliberate, to reach across the veil. It was as if something had marked her long ago, as if she had never truly walked away from that coma alone. In the months after the veteran appeared, she tried hard to return to normal life, school, friends, family, mundane routines that should have grounded her. But even when the house was bright, even when the world felt stable, she sensed it. The feeling of being observed by something just outside her line of vision. Not constantly, not aggressively, but patiently. Like someone waiting for a conversation to resume. She knew the signs too well, she couldn't pretend anymore. Sometimes it came as a pressure behind her, the weight of someone standing in the doorway. Sometimes as a cold ribbon of air across the back of her neck, even when all the windows were shut. Sometimes as a whisper of movement in the shadows, like an unseen presence stepping aside as she walked into a room. And sometimes as thoughts that weren't hers. Quiet ones, subtle ones, drifting into her mind the way dreams slip into memory. She never heard words, not the way the veteran had forced them into her, but she felt nudges, impressions, the sense of being guided by something that knew more than she did. At first, she resisted. She blocked it out. She refused to entertain the possibility that the connection, whatever it was, had strengthened. But ignoring it didn't weaken it. If anything, it made it bolder. Looking back, the earliest clues had been there long before she understood them. The flashes of the future at age 12, so vivid and exact, they blurred the boundary between premonition and participation. The strange adult words she'd spoken at age 4, words she shouldn't have known, words no one ever admitted teaching her. The lingering sensation of being watched whenever she was alone. And then the repeated attempts to communicate, touches, shadows, dreams, creaking beds, whispers, pressure, the bending sensation over her sleeping body. All of it pointed to the same truth that she was open, wide open, like a door someone had forgotten to lock. It wasn't that she was haunted by a single spirit or cursed by one mistake or chased by one lingering presence. It was that she existed on a frequency most people never tapped into. A frequency that responded to her energy, her emotions, her curiosity, her fear. And the Ouija boards, even the improvised childish ones, hadn't created the connection. They had amplified it, invited attention, announced availability, told the unseen world that she was listening. And something older than she realized had been listening back. But the part that keeps her awake at night, the part that curls into her thoughts when the room goes quiet, is what that boy from high school said. The one who told her she had lived before. The one who spoke of Salem, of fire, of symbols she drew instinctively without knowing why. She didn't believe all of it. Maybe she still doesn't. But some part of her wonders. If she had lived a life steeped in ritual and intuition and forces beyond the visible, then who or what might recognize her across that distance? What might look at her soul and say, I know you, I've seen you before. You belong where the veil is thin. And if a life once lived ended in violence, persecution, fear, what might have reached for her when she hovered in a coma at age 4? What might have followed her back? As she sits with her memories, every shadow, every dream, every presence, she begins to understand something she was too young to articulate back then. She has never truly been alone, not for a single day. Not since the moment the world went quiet after the accident. And yet, for all the terror, there is also something else, something she doesn't often admit even to herself. Curiosity, the desire to understand, that the longing to know whether these experiences are warnings or connections, the instinct to find meaning in chaos. Because if she tells herself she's crazy, she has no hope. But if she tells herself she's gifted, she has responsibility. And if she tells herself she's cursed, she has nowhere left to run. The veteran in the uniform is the moment she can't shake. He wasn't like the others. He wasn't subtle. He wasn't drifting or shadowy or half-formed. And he was solid, intelligent, intentional. He knew she saw him. He knew she heard him. And he told her, without speaking, to stay away. But from what? From him? From the world he came from? From her own growing abilities? Or from the truth she is only beginning to sense? Her friend's revelation that the old man truly lived in that house, truly served, truly left behind a uniform identical to the one she saw, confirmed the part she feared the most. It wasn't imagination. It wasn't dream. It wasn't wishful thinking or paranoia. She made contact, real contact. And once the dead know you can see them, they don't forget you. They watch. They linger. They wait for the next moment of weakness, curiosity, or openness. Her story isn't over. Won't be over until she decides what she wants to be. Someone who runs from this for the rest of her life. Or someone who stands inside the doorway between two worlds and finally says, I see you. Now tell me why you're here. Because whatever followed her back from that coma, whatever recognized her spirit, her sensitivity, her vulnerability, hasn't finished with her. And deep down, she knows neither has she.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.